This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're starting to win, but we're in one hell of a fight. Dr. Steve Machenik was finishing up getting into the internet was designed, the bureaucrats believe, to take full control, but instead it's empowering the people. They're trying to bring in censorship tools right now, so the battle over the future of the freedom of speech, not just the web, is happening now. But getting back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, who first predicted these net wars and cyber wars 30-something years ago in his books, break down where you think we're currently at and the points you were trying to make.
Well, what I'm trying to make is that the government itself is devolving. We don't need very much government anymore. And basically what's happening, we're going to the local government, the governors, the commissioners. For example, in the government, we have cyber issues. But if you have Proofpoint, the corporation, who's the only one that can do quantum encryption, which is a fancy way of saying that they can handle randomware that's coming all over the world, as opposed to what the government can do in cyber command.
Things have to be small, they have to be fast moving, they have to be divided up, or they can be infiltrated.
Well, yeah, but again, we're talking about a mass of people. When you're attacking HBO, they're finished. When you're attacking Fox, you're talking about the sons of a man who was 88 years old. They're not relevant. When you're talking about TV, they're not relevant. When you're talking about movies, they're not relevant. So what's relevant? Twitter. You have become relevant because that's where they want to go to alternative news media. What's relevant? Proofpoint, a corporation that has quantum encryption that's way beyond anything we've ever had in the government because we don't have them the ability to fight the malware. What else is relevant? We are a formidable force. We can make a company in 24 hours, an LLC, and start it up. We can't do that in England. We can't do that in France. You can't do that in China. You can't do that anywhere in the EU. So what's happening, the EU will eventually break up. Brexit will occur. Scotland wants to go with the EU. Russia is already aligning itself with China and the United States, irrespective of what anybody else says. Africa is a point of strategic interest for China and ourselves. The Chinese just built a 400 railroad from Djibouti to Ethiopia. So what's happening is we're coming back to what I call the 16th century Dutch model, where the growth is going around the world and what the Chinese call the one belt, one road. And so they understand they don't want a conflict with the United States. North Korea doesn't want conflict with the United States. All that missile stuff is junk. That's just show. Because underneath it, he understands if we take away his missiles, then we're going to do to him what we did to Gaddafi and what we did to Saddam Hussein. And most leaders don't like that. So they don't trust the United States. It's not an issue. We're going to war with them. We don't want war. We don't need the war. But we have force structures that can prevent it. Strategic, mutual assured destruction, we know in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that was involved, has worked. And we don't want to go to war. They don't want to go to war. We're not going to have a nuclear war. Where we will have problems, and this is what I've said for a long time, are the places where the media and the government hasn't looked at. And that's between China and India. Those two powerhouses each have over a billion people need water. And right now they have skirmishes over Bhutan, Bhutan, which is a small country, but they've been fighting there. Now, you don't have any exposure of that in the news. Why? Because they're not very bright. Most of the people.
There's also almost no coverage of ISIS and Al Qaeda being 99% destroyed.
No,
huge victory.
So you explain it to me. If you ran a cable network or you ran the New York Times and you had no coverage of the fact that ISIS was destroyed in Mosul, ISIS is being destroyed in Raqqa, what kind of a paper are you? And now you're seeing India watching China's bid to court Bhutan. Right. And that's basically going into war. So all of the things that attacked you, you have to look at and say, wow, maybe I need more people to attack me, because you're the key element and you're the person.
Well, I appreciate you being positive and trying to cheer me up. I know that. I'm celebrating it. I absolutely love it. Thank you, Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We don't go over our successes to brag about it. We do it to explain to the listeners why we're under so much attack, why they lie about us, why they're trying to take us down. I don't get up here and defend President Trump because he's been on the show before, or I talked to him some, you know, off air, or, you know, because he's the president and I care about some celebrity. I could care less about that. I care because the globalists are trying to bring him down. He's killed the TPP that literally ended our sovereignty. He's pulled us out of the carbon taxes. The illegals coming across the border are down 69% according to ICE, and the numbers show that. He is not letting people come in from unvetted failed states like Libya and, of course, Sudan and Somalia, where imams issue the passports. It'd be like if some new caveman island was discovered and we just let folks in from there without even vetting them. It's like John Oliver said, the xenophobia is incredible. Of vetting anyone for diseases when they come in. What do you think Ellis Island is? What do you think it was used for? The Statue of Liberty. It's just insane. Now, going back to January, Dr. Jerome Corsi wrote stories showing in documents, federal documents, in lawsuits, $290+ billion. Now it's well over $300 billion that's been discovered of money looted out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by Obama. And there had been no coverage of this. Months later, the head of the Treasury Department was asked about this on Fox News and said, no, yes, indeed, it's true. Now, when we started breaking these, they really started coming after us, which is great. Our audience has gotten even bigger because mainstream news doesn't have many viewers, but The Daily Show and The Late Show and those broadcasts, John Oliver, you know, his average YouTube video gets like 12 million views. The top video on YouTube is him attacking me. And then our sales just skyrocketed Sunday and Monday of InfoWars Live products. Because people instinctively know the show's funny. Hundreds of writers work on those programs. Hundreds. You're talking more than 20 full-time just on that show alone. And so it's funny stuff, but people know that it's the establishment attacking us, so they think we better go find out what these products are. So it's exciting to see that no weapon formed against us prospers, and even their own audience know they're liars. But they're attacking us because of stuff like this, because we can take documents that we got from White House sources. They've been giving this to other media. They wouldn't cover it, which just shows how good Trump is, that this information is coming out from the White House. It's not secret info. It's info that was available, but that no one else would report. We were put on this back in January. Of course, he probably wrote 50, 60 articles on it. And now you see Trump come out last week and said, if you don't repeal it, I can just cut the funding out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that Obama, using executive power, allowed to be looted. And he also hinted that he's not going to let Congress continue to have the best health care in the world and have it taxpayer paid for, that he'll try to get legislation sponsored to take that away. Don't you think that'd be popular? I say get rid of it, just like Trump gives up his paycheck. So they're calling him a loser because in 6 months he didn't get it repealed. He's a total winner for fighting hard to repeal it and getting a good bill that Rand Paul called a good bill that has Rand Paul and Ron Paul endorsing it. That's a big deal. But the good news here is that he's now going to kill it one way or another. The only way Trump loses is if he stops fighting, and if we stop fighting, it's Obamacare. They're the ones that created it. It's not his fault that the Republican leadership who helped write it wants to keep it there. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves knowing it's a bipartisan screw job and Trump's trying to get rid of it, and you're there fighting it when they admit it's designed to bankrupt health care fully. But just like they made fun of him when the Ninth Circuit and others slapped him down and said, you can't stop people coming in from unvetted nations. Once it got to the Supreme Court, they said 9-0. Of course, the law, a 5-year-old could understand it. The president has much wider powers than that. The globalists have taken our Bill of Rights away. Then they claim there's some Bill of Rights to people that aren't citizens. There aren't. New documents support Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac shareholders in court. These are articles by Corsi. Proof positive Obama administration stole dividends from Fannie and Freddie shareholders. Dr. Corsi. Trump admin, we intend to stop Obamacare looting scheme. That's from back in May. Now Trump's threatening it himself. Congress still won't stop Obamacare looting scheme. That's back in April. Confirmed, Treasury says Obama stole from Fannie Freddie investors to fund Obamacare. March 13th, I'm going from the newest to the oldest. Exclusive, Obama illegally robbed Fannie and Freddie to fund Obamacare. That's from February. He first began to talk about it in January. Going back 6 months, now all confirmed, now the president's saying he has the power to do it, he has him in checkmate, just like he did with the open borders, just like he did with people coming in from unvetted radical Islamic countries, with the imams issuing the passports from Cracker Jack boxes. So, this is a big deal, and it's why they hate us. And you notice, no media covered this the first 3 months until the head of the Treasury said it was accurate. Then the dam broke, and now the president, with the public educated, can stop the looting and stop one of the other decent programs to empower Americans for first-time home ownership. Again, Obama dynamiting and trying to get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which he admitted he wanted to do, because they don't want a middle class. They want renters in 200-square-foot coffin apartments. It's so parasitic. So, Dr. Corsi, very satisfying for me, and I know for you, to see this bearing fruit from your White House sources. What's the next shoe to drop?
Well, and thanks, Alex. I think we clearly broke the story, and it has been validated. And now the next shoe is that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in Congress think that now they've got President Trump where they want him, that no health care reform or repeal is going to be passed. So they think they're just going to be able now to go back in and increase the giveaways and increase the insurance subsidies. Democrats will have to come running in order to prevent a disaster of Obamacare just imploding. President Obama set this up this way. I mean, this was the whole thieving out of Fannie and Freddie and using it to prop up Obamacare that for funds that Congress did not appropriate on the insurance subsidies. Well, President Trump has realized this, and he's saying, look, I'm just going to pull those insurance subsidies, and Obamacare would implode within about 60 days. And President Trump knows it. And he's saying, okay, I gave you the chance to fix it. Now the fix is going to be it's going to implode. Obamacare is going to crash of its own weight, and we're not going to fix it with more government money.
Why did the White House?
That's the solution.
Why did because you've written three articles with similar headlines. We'll pull some of them up. Trump can kill Obamacare with one action. How President Trump can end Obamacare with a stroke of a pen. You've written three articles in the last few months going back to April where you said exactly that. Now, word for word, he's saying that. But it's not like he's getting that from us. You talked to White House sources that alerted you to this. I guess going back to right after he got inaugurated, we've been on it. Why did the White House work in that way in reverse, basically putting us on it and then letting it develop that way, then having the Treasury Secretary come out and say it's true, and then now have the president say this?
Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, we've got very good sources in Washington in general, and not for illegal leaks. This is for simply the sharing of information that the administration does with journalists who will listen. Secondly, we had very good sources.
Yeah, this is public lawsuits that no one dare touch.
Right, exactly. Misinformation's available. The journalists, typically the mainstream media, just won't pick it up and won't investigate it. Secondly, we had excellent sources all through Washington that were confirming this for us, people who were very close to Fannie and Freddie, some of the shareholders. Once we published our first articles, what happens is people who have new information begin providing it to me, and I begin getting sources that I didn't know I had coming forward with internal documents that they've had.
And by the way, I'm not trying to take credit away from you or myself or anybody. I'm just pointing out this is how informed the yes. White House is.
And what the White House is going to do, see, the White House is setting it up now that on Fannie and Freddie, there was a very subtle change in one of the Federal Home Finance Agency's communications. We're being told that before the end of the year, Fannie and Freddie are going to be allowed to keep their earnings, and that the Trump administration is going to recapitalize Fannie and Freddie to preserve the 30-year mortgage and first-time home buying. Trump is dedicated to home buying.
Another incredible gift to the American people of free market entrepreneurship and a basis of our economy that the globalists were removing.
And Senator Corker and others in Congress, I attended one of the hearings very recently, reported on it in Washington. The big banks and Wall Street desperately want to grab a hold of the mortgage finance market so they can push it towards big value properties and rental. That's where the Obama administration was going to go. We're being told before the end of the year, Fannie and Freddie are going to begin recapitalizing, and the Trump administration is going to save them. And at the same time, President Trump understands that Congress, didn't stop Obama from using the Fannie Freddie stolen money to fund Obamacare, but he can. President Trump, through just a stroke of the pen, through saying we are no longer going to do these illegal payments to prop up Obamacare, and he said virtually those same words. I mean, it's coming right out of what we're writing. But additionally, the administration's headed down this path, and they're allowing us to telegraph it by giving us information that's public record. It just needs to be researched, needs to be worked over.
Sure, just like we broke that Priebus would be out and that General Kelly would be in. We broke that on Tuesday. 3 days before it broke. I mean, it's just amazing. We'll be right back. Stay there. Let's talk about the next shoe to drop with this straight ahead. But this is what a JFK would do. A classic Democrat would do something through free market to empower people economically. The modern Democrats are dynamiting it and want to give it to the big banks. Evil. Evil. Evil.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining clays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crashing
the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the news site. This is the broadcast, the transmission. Think of the evil looting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and admitting it was a plan to end entry-level home ownership, to kill the American dream, to make it insolvent, just like they did General Motors, to then come in and federalize it and further loot it. The Democratic Party, talk about evil. And then you've got Obama and Soros and Bloomberg all over the news saying home ownership's bad. We want you to live in coffin apartments that you pay more for. And then you look at who the top Democrats are. They're a bunch of people that own these rat hole apartments they're coming out with, where they write laws locally where you basically incentivize to live in a 250 square foot coffin. This is the plan. Trump is dynamiting it as he moves forward, shoring up our economy. When you really study the economy and things, it's incredible how good Trump is. But the big question, my crew was even asking during the break, why then is he getting rid of his friends so often and bringing in more establishment people? Well, I think the answer is that's who there is from the establishment is the establishment. And Trump thinks like an executive and thinks they'll follow his orders. Stocks are soaring. Trump's scoreboard holds at 39% increase in the stock market since he got in. Small businesses and others are the engine of that. They believe America's open for business, but can the Federal Reserve, by raising interest rates and by other news they've been putting out, beat the Trump recovery? Dr. Corsi, you know, your degree is in finance and the economy from Harvard. That's what you've done most of your life, not just a journalist. What is your prognosis for the economy?
I think the economy is going to continue to be strong, robust. Already we're seeing the impact of the regulations that Trump has reversed, the Obama regulations. That's been a huge boost. And what you're going to see is, I think there will be a tax cut legislation. I think this is something that Trump will get through, and you're going to see a huge burst in the economy. By the way, Alex, I also want to make sure we cover one more point on the we're doing the breaking advanced news already. The series of stories I'm writing on Mueller. You know, I've written two on Mueller, how he did
the total Democrat deep state operative. Yeah, how is their ongoing witch hunt, dragnet, fishing expedition of all time going?
Well, and you know, Mueller was a bag man. He took uranium to Russia on a secret mission in 2009. And Russia already had samples of that. That came from a 2006 heist. At least that's what they said. One of the WikiLeaks cables revealed this mission to us. But I think it had nothing to do with that. I think it was Mueller was in doing advance work for Hillary on this Uranium One deal.
Well, we know he's been a Clinton operative all along. That's why it's such a joke that Rosenstein ever appointed him.
But we're going to do, over the next few days, maybe they take 2-3 weeks, maybe the same series like I wrote on the Fannie Freddie. I'm going to expose various aspects of Mueller's career, where we're going to make it absolutely clear to the American public that Mueller is a Clinton fixer, and that he's in there to go after Trump. And this is the basis on which Trump is going to be able to eventually convince the American people that Mueller needs to go. Mueller should be under investigation for colluding with Russia with Hillary in this uranium deal. And before we're done, the American people are going to understand that Mueller himself needs to be the target of a grand jury called by the Department of Justice. And if he's the target of a grand jury, he can't be special counselor. Trump intends to remove Mueller, and we're going to publish enough information to make it absolutely clear that Mueller has no business being special counsel.
And now we have top Republican congressmen saying the same thing. There's been criminal investigations of all of them. That's why they keep saying Russia, 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 is because they've all been making a little money on the side in there with the old Ruskies.
A lot of money. In fact, Podesta and Hillary, the reset, was to sell U.S. military technology to Russia. And Hillary and Podesta got well paid for it. This Jolie stock, J-O-U-L-E, comes from a that Podesta was getting paid for. Again, the WikiLeaks made it clear that Podesta was getting the stock under the table. And they were investing money in his U.S. ventures. This was a payback.
You know what? This is huge. Stay there. I want to come back briefly and finish up with this information, Dr. Corsi. And then I want to get into the whole Seth Rich case with these brothers and Imran Awan and trying to flee the country, and Schultz threatening the police to give back the laptops. And now they're saying don't even question the murder of Seth Rich. In fact, the media is acting like he was never even killed. It's a conspiracy theory to even say he existed. That's the next level of disinformation. They are so scared on this topic. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Corsi's leaving us here in a few minutes. Then I'm going to take your phone calls. Here's the number. It's 800-259-9231. That's the weekday number. Different than the Sunday show. 800-259-9231. First-time callers on any of the subjects that we've raised today. We're taking first-time callers. Please honor that, folks, because I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in. 800-259-9231 on any of these big issues that we've raised or covered here today. The headline out of the London Independent, Robert Mueller must resign as special counsel overseeing a Republican investigation, says top Republican congressman. The president has warned the prosecutor would cross a red line if he probes his finances. Well, now he's doing it to his family, his associates, and non-Russia related. That's Trent Franks of Arizona, has said that Mr. Mueller, who is currently overseeing a federal probe, the possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia, alleged attempt to interfere in the 2016 election, should have resigned because of what he claimed was a conflict of interest. And then it gets into him and the trips to Russia, the uranium, and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just incredible how these people, everything they've said Trump has done, they've done in spades. His whole law firm is Democrat. His whole witch hunt crew is Democrat. They gave 99.8% of their money to Hillary in campaign contributions. That's all coming up. That's what the whole fake Russian narrative is about. But briefly, we're ending the free shipping tomorrow, quite frankly, because I haven't gotten around to coming up with the new specials. We've run free shipping for a month. We normally run free shipping for 1 week a couple times a year. But I said, you know what? Let's just run free shipping for an entire month. I did it. Folks have really loved it. And we're going to end the biggest specials we've ever had. And I keep having the biggest specials ever because I keep increasing the amount of the specials because folks really take advantage of it. We have the new True Whey Protein for 25% off. Now available, super high quality, made by one of the biggest manufacturers of grass-fed whey in the country, coming from cows, just the ultimate amino acid, ultimate system of the glutathione, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a bunch of other specials as well, a whole laundry list of specials that, again, are unprecedented. We have 46% off the Myco ZX that, again, is the other side of the equation for probiotics that goes after the mold, the fungus, the yeast. We have 46% off on that. We have 66% off on colloidal silver. We have 20% off on DNA Force, though that is about to sell out. So that's Silver Bullet, 66% off. Strawberry Caveman, 25% off. We have Silver Special, Super Silver Special. That's the electric toothbrush that has colloidal silver in it so that you don't reinfect yourself every time you brush your teeth with any microbes that are there. It helps get deeper into the gums. I mean, it's just well known what silver does. With a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver and the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off. That is an amazing deal. Pro Pure Traveler, this is going to end again tomorrow, 30% off retail. Leading competitors aren't even as good and cost $250 for a stainless steel system that isn't even as good. This is the best deal ever on the best system. ProPure Traveler, that's their smaller unit, $132. Alexa Pure Breeze, comparable units are $600 to $400. It's a steal at $219, but right now it's 25% off, $149. Incredible. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the amino acids, a very powerful formula, great for your children to actually absorb their multivitamins and minerals and amino acids, but it's great for adults as well. Tastes great. It's 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. The Sleep Aid. Prostaguard, 33% off. Leading competitors are $50, and they're not even strong saw palmetto. It's recognized to be good for your prostate. We have other ingredients as well. This is $14.95 right now at 50% off, but even at regular price, it's a great deal. So, again, we have Conservatism is the New Counterculture coffee mug. That is 33% off. Myco ZX, as I said, 46% off. DNA Force, 20% off. That is about to sell out. So we're ending the July specials tomorrow because tomorrow is August 2nd. And we're ending the free shipping. We'll have some new specials on Wednesday, but it won't be as widespread. It won't be as deep because we just cannot continue to always discount stuff where many of the products are loss leaders or we make like $5 on it or whatever. Yes, we sell an impressive amount of storable food, too. But when we're giving 40% off, already the lowest price you're going to find out there with My Patriot, at 40% off, we're making like 5% or something. That's why we sell so much. But, yeah, it's like when Ted Anderson, when the gold market was hot, would sell $100 million worth of gold a year sometimes. But when he was making 1% on it, he could go bankrupt doing that. It's a big number. Wow, $100 million. And you charge, you know, I mean, well, your better deals, maybe 2% on it or something, you know, 3%. You don't make money. And that's what I'm saying. We have these massive discounts, but we have to sell a lot of it to do it. So, yes, big, impressive numbers because we're cutting the prices, and it's undercutting Amazon. I don't like Amazon, folks. Everybody knows that they're globalists, they're anti-American, anti-gun. That's why I did free shipping for a month. They get a subsidy of $1.48 on every package they ship from the U.S. Postal Service. We don't get that. That's the deals they've made with Congress and the Democrats. It needs to be taken away. So our average shipping is about $7 with USPS. So understand, when I do free shipping, it costs us $7. When he does free shipping, he makes money. That's what Bezos has done. He's not free market. So understand, you fund him and get better deals, you're slitting your own throat. Just saying. And I tell my wife, I'm like, why do I, and I'm not mad at her, but I tell her, why are there more Amazon packages? She goes, it's so easy, they got everything. And I said, yeah. I said, go buy it from a source of all these places. And I said, if you can't do it there, then you know, just go get it at a store. I even had them 2 years ago stop our Amazon shops. You know, we were selling a lot with them because I just do not want to be associated with them. They're destroying the country. They're funding the Washington Post, trying to destroy the president and us. They have Washington Post articles saying I sell snake oil when he owns Whole Foods that sells the exact same products. Half our products are private label. John Oliver implied that I'm like a pedophile because it says it makes your children calm and relaxed. It's been sold by Whole Foods before Whole Foods existed. It's a 30-plus-year-old product under another name, same bottle, of a syrup of a bunch of known herbs to make your kids operate. And it's not depressants. It just makes the brain operate smoother with known herbs. They're also antiviral and a bunch of other things. It's got elderberry and you name it. They act like our childese is pervert. That's how their brains work. Designed to soothe the mind and bodies of children. Hey, buddy, it's Time Warner that owns you. And all these other companies that is the one covering up what's going on. Now, there is government subsidies. 146 of every Amazon box shipped, study finds. Wall Street Journal. See what I'm saying? So we're exposing the pedophile networks they want to shut down. And then meanwhile, they're saying we're perverts for selling childese. And I'll tell you what it is. Private labeled. It's Calm Child. That's what ours is. It's one of the top selling products for 30 plus years. We private label it. It's childese. And my children take it every morning and they love it. It tastes like licorice and it's full of a bunch of concentrated high quality herbs. It's low cost. It's super high quality. And they attack that. But guess what? People know that you're liars. John Oliver, you're writers. John Oliver said, don't call me boy. And this is one area he's right on. You're not supposed to call people boys or girls. That's hurtful to folks that are non-binary beings, G or Z. So listen here, G. Now, you are a boy. You've got 20-something writers. You're not even a real person. You do these little fake, oh, really? Oh, like a little leprechaun voice. And you sit there with your great gravitas. It took you a month to put together one piece. We're live on air, teleprompter free. You have a laugh track rolling. So you know what? You're not a real person. So I shouldn't compare you to a boy. You're a facsimile. You're a talking head that reads off a teleprompter, and they play a laugh track for you, and you take days to shoot one 30-minute program. Wow. You're beyond, what you are is an actor. That's why he said, I'm a performer. I'm an actor. And they seize upon my lawyer constantly. When they're trying to enter pieces of me, dressed up like the Joker, acting completely nuts, saying this, he's a psychotic. And we go, Your Honor, don't let this enter into evidence. He's clearly being an actor, just like Jack Nicholson is when he plays the Joker. Yes, I'm playing the Joker when I'm saying drink your fluoride, take your Prozac, you'll see pretty colors before you get cancer and die. It's called satire, but because I can be an actor sometimes doesn't mean I'm an actor when I say these political things. A two-year-old should be able to understand and differentiate, but they just keep hammering and hammering and hammering because they're actors. They don't get to be real people. They get the talking points. And it's he's exposing the chemicals changing the sexuality of people and the declassified Ford Foundation plan to do it from 1947. We've got to stop him. So every show makes fun of me, even though it's all over the scientific literature that people are having their sexes confused, they're getting cancer from the runoff, from the estrogen mimickers. They don't want to debate. So it's always the talking point. Attack that. Then the writers all get the same talking points, and they're frustrated that they don't get to have their own world. They don't get to have their own life. They don't get to have their own questions, that they have to live other people's lives. They are frustrated that I live and they're puppets. So I apologize to the writers and the producers that create the composite that is John Oliver for calling you boy. What you are is traitors and scum and fascistic trash who aren't real people and who are holding on clinging as the winter comes like dying grasshoppers holding on to a blade of grass. And we all know what happens to people when their season ends. I'm an ant. I've been under attack the whole time underground getting ready. We haven't even emerged and shown you what we've done subterraneanly. So the winter is here, grasshopper. Bye-bye. Dr. Corsi continuing now with the fact that Mueller is in, you know, these operations shipping, you know, samples of and smuggling with a diplomatic pouch as the head of the FBI, uranium as a courier boy for Hillary and Podesta, expanding on that and then tying an end to the latest on Seth Rich. As Desi Wasserman Schultz, it comes out, and the people being arrested and people liquefying their assets and fleeing to Pakistan, and as it mounts and mounts and mounts, they're basically saying that Seth Rich didn't exist now. If you even question a guy shot in the back, you're evil, you're a bad person.
Well, I think both stories, I'm taking pretty much the same approach. I'm writing on Mueller. You're going to see a whole series of stories on Mueller that we print. I've got another one in the works today, expanding this uranium story, because Mueller was attorney general, took this secret trip with bringing uranium to Russia that's never really been explained. WikiLeaks was the one to reveal it in 2009. 2010 through 2013, Hillary and the Clinton Foundation participate in a pay-to-play scheme. Russia gets 20% of U.S. uranium mined today. The Clintons get paid off in the Clinton Foundation. Mueller's attorney general, and he does nothing. This is about the first of five or six scandals where I'm going to bore into Mueller and make sure the American public know exactly who he is. The same way we've done with Seth Rich. I mean, we had a huge story that the FBI changed the time of the break-in to that FBI vehicle to make it seem like criminals broke into that vehicle before Seth Rich was killed, used the guns, and then went and killed Seth Rich in a wild act, when the fact is that the report on the break-in of the FBI vehicle was at close to 7:49 in the morning after Seth Rich was killed. That's the FBI rewriting history in order to divert everybody to think it was a group of criminals who stole the FBI weapons who then shot Seth Rich when the two had nothing to do with each other. And that's what the records show. But no one article does this, just like I've written many articles on Fannie Freddie and get the point across. We're going to write many articles on Mueller. We've got this Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Imran Iwan case, Seth Rich. I mean, it was the Democrats who were colluding with Russia. It was the Democrats who were deep into the hacking and leaking of documents throughout the convention, and the leaking that was going on in the Obama White House with NSA taps being leaked to journalists. All of this has got to be investigated, and we're going to do it. I was convinced last week that had it not been for the Obamacare vote, I think Jeff Sessions was gone. I think he was going to be replaced. He's hanging on by a thread, but Jeff Sessions better start listening and better start investigating the Democrats, or he won't have a long term with Donald Trump.
Dr. Corsi, looking at Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the D.C. police that as a member of Congress she's over, or as representative for that district, I mean, it's so transparent, and then the brother trying to flee and getting caught and liquefying the assets, and I mean, these people are so arrogant, it's so crazy. And now I saw this detective on TV saying he was hired by the family, saying that he thought the FBI had the information. The family was out first saying they thought it was suspicious. Obviously, their son shot in the back. They hire a Democrat PR person. Now that changes. This guy sues Fox News saying that it's a conspiracy of Trump. I mean, Seth Rich got shot in the back. These brothers are running. Schultz is saying all of this. The detective did tell Fox 5 that. I mean, the clips you can see have been edited, but we've played them before. I guess we could play them right now, maybe. I mean, it's pretty clear what he said. So now what I've noticed is these lawsuits get filed that don't really have merit, and then it just gets used as if a lawsuit is the conviction, and none of it's true. I mean, they are so scared of the Seth Rich story.
And these things have got to be investigated. By the time we get finished with Mueller, Mueller should be under investigation himself, a target of a grand jury, for his role in not investigating the Clinton Foundation pay-to-play scam, selling 20% of the U.S. uranium to Russia, and himself taking a secret mission. We still don't know what it was about. We do know they lied because Russia had, since 2006, samples from of that exact uranium. They didn't need it delivered by Mueller in a secret mission on a tarmac to hand over the sample of uranium on a tarmac, again, just like the Loretta Lynch Bill Clinton meeting, and the whole thing stinks. And we're going to continue boring into that.
Let's be clear why it's on tarmacs, because it bypasses customs.
Sure. And it's an easy way for criminals always operate on the tarmac. I mean, that's an easy way to do it. Look, this and the Debbie Wasserman Schultz story, the Seth Rich story, these stories are not going to go away. And the more stories, the more investigation that continues to be done on them, you're going to find new information coming out. We still don't have the police reports. We don't have the hospital reports on Seth Rich's death. We don't have the autopsy. All of this is being suppressed.
Well, it's clear when they've got the Democrat Party top crisis manager on top of it day one, and then they got these brothers involved, and Schultz is so desperate, and the police won't release the laptop because they know they've got something here, that they are running scared. You got WikiLeaks saying that basically Seth Rich was their source. You got the media saying, don't dare question a homicide. It's as if we killed Seth Rich now. It's amazing. Dr. Corsi, thank you.
A great pleasure, and I think you're going to find Donald Trump doing more tweeting following our Mueller stories in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's InfoWars' job, putting out the hardcore news first, making it safe for everybody else to pick it up, just like how the Democrats, I told you, were planning to kill Trump, glad to have a COG overthrow. Now it's mainstream news. We are forcing them out in the open. All right, I skipped this break so we can get to your phone calls. We're going to go to Leanne. We're going to go to Kathy. We're going to go to Antonio. We're going to go to Rick. We're going to go to Matthew here in just a moment. But again, I want to thank you all for your prayers and your support. I keep pointing out why we're cutting edge, why we're on target, why we're breaking stuff first every day, giving you examples, because they keep saying we're fake news, we're frauds, we're evil, we're bad people. Because they are all of those things, and we are 100% on target and real. We are committed, and we're having a big effect. So the InfoWar is your fight, and I know you know that, but I want you to understand, when you thank me, it's humbling, because it's you speaking out, taking action, supporting us, spreading articles, spreading videos, getting the stories out. Quite frankly, after, of course, he'd written like 10 of these stories about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac being looted, I said, listen, you can keep writing whenever you want because you're a smart guy. But I said, isn't there other subjects? And he said, you watch. This is going to be key to bringing down Obamacare. This is going to get big. And the White House thinks this is really important. I'm like, okay. And notice, you don't see the media attacking me on that. They're always wanting to make White House connections. Now that they know those connections are so real and so bona fide, you're not hearing word one about any of this now. Because they know that, and they know how much credibility we have, and they know that people out there like Will Blitzer are having to admit that they have horrible sources and that they're a joke. They actually broke down 2 days ago. I've never played that clip. We probably should. But I've got some other clips I want to play here as well. Procter & Gamble shows black parents talking to kids about racism as if whites are inherently racist. That's the new corporate model. In Scotland, the government's funding musicals for TV where whites are inherently evil and bad and have to be done away with. I mean, it just goes on and on. I've got CNN host says Trump voters staged a rebellion against people like us. And then he lists minorities. I mean, they are just literally turning minorities into arrogant, frothing, hateful racists or at least they're trying to, and it's weirdo white people that own these big corporations that are the ones doing it. And the average person is just trying to have a job and live their life and be friendly. Let's go ahead and play the clip of Fareed Zakaria on CNN yesterday saying this, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I don't know if I have time to get to all the others, but it is just a full-on cartoon-level race-baiting because they can see the demographics. They don't want minorities buying into free market, Second Amendment, private property. It's game over. But if they can get them to buy into race-based systems that are then attached to socialism, they're going to win. Let's go to the elitist of the elitist journalist, Fareed Zakaria.
Part of it that I was most impressed by in doing the research for this is we know about the economics. We know about the hollowed out factories and the coal mines. And what I was struck by was the other two factors. So that's, if you will, capitalism. The other factor is culture, a real sense of cultural alienation that the older white non-college educated Americans have, the sense that their country is changing because of immigrants, because maybe blacks are getting rising up to a kind of central place in society because of gays being accorded equal rights, because of, frankly, a lot of working women. You know, everybody is sort of muscling in on a territory that, if you think about it, that the white working man had. But the final one is class, social class. Talk about it a lot, but the election of Donald Trump is really a kind of class rebellion against people like us, you know, educated professionals who live in cities, who have, you know, cosmopolitan views about a lot of things. And I think there's a whole part of America that is sick and tired of being told what to do by this, you know, overeducated professional elite that Hillary Clinton in many ways perfectly represented. And that's why they're sticking with him.
Yes. And that.
So, you know, the truth is globalism was a screw job. America bought into the East Coast elites. America opened its borders to everybody like nobody else. Then the minorities were brought in and then filled with racial hate. And then now they're saying kill white people everywhere. White people are the devil. And so some people are going that direction. But most people just realize this is a globalist takeover and that everything you push is pure poison and that you're not the elites. Sure, most of you are professional students because you've got degrees for an economy that doesn't exist. You're the chump class that wants to live in a 250 square foot coffin apartment. That's who you are. And record numbers of blacks and Hispanics voted for Trump. And you don't like that fact that your plantation's breaking away from you, so you're pushing it even harder. Who's up first here? Kathy, Antonio, Leanne, Rick. Let's go ahead and talk to Kathy in Arkansas. Kathy, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Kathy, it's good to talk to you. Can you hear me, Kathy?
Yes, I can. My name is actually Kathy.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk to you about foreign elections. And me and my friend on Twitter, his name is Sauce_Eisen. And we would like to have permission to translate your InfoWars videos on YouTube into foreign languages so that hopefully foreigners could, when they're about to vote, they could have this InfoWars mindset so that when they're going to
vote. Well, ma'am, I've always said everybody can post our videos. Everybody can translate them. Everybody can take large sections of them. We got to maintain our basic copyright where somebody can't take the whole show every day and post it and then monetize it, because then Google could actually say that they own our show and not us. But people can use large portions, large segments. People can translate the show. People can do all of that. People can make copies of my documentaries. All of it is out there for fair use. So please do that.
Yeah, because like we're not looking to make any money off of it. We're doing
Ma'am, that's fine. Absolutely. What I'm saying is I have the most open show in the world for people to copy, distribute it, you name it. So please translate any parts of the show you want. Do whatever you like. Absolutely. I just run into it where we let other people post our show, and like 2 years later, they go, your show is now ours. Take your sites down. We're like, no, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm going to continue to have my own website. I'm going to continue to own my own voice and my name, but everybody is allowed to use it out there. But I hold the final copyright. We'll be right back. Thank you, Kathy. Fourth hour with Paul Watson. More calls straight up.